Fire bosses say a blaze in central Washington is 90% contained. That's while large fires continue to burn in Idaho and California. Getting these wildfires under control marks the beginning of a new problem, soil erosion. Correspondent Courtney Flatt has more from the Taylor Bridge wildfire.
Extreme heat from wildfires destroys trees and ground cover. That means plants no longer keep soil from sliding down hillsides and into streams. Residents in central Washington, where the Taylor Bridge wildfire is burning, could see more sediment on roads and creeks. They might also notice wind kicking up extra dust. Anna Lael works with the Kittitas County Conservation District. She says people are starting to confront the problem soil erosion could cause.
Undoubtedly, soil erosion is a big concern here in the areas that burned. The degree to which it's a concern, we don't know yet until we're able to go in and do some assessments.
Landscape plays a big role in how much soil erodes. Steep slopes and severely burned areas are more likely to face threats. Bill Elliott studies soil erosion and wildfires with the U.S. Forest Service. He says sandy soils erode the most after a fire. The soil in central Washington is covered in volcanic ash. Elliott says that means fewer problems.
You're going to see elevated amounts of runoff for a couple of years, 2 or 3 years, until the vegetation reestablishes.
Extra runoff can make streams flood more easily. Elliott says the runoff could also cause problems for salmon. The most effective way to prevent erosion, Elliott says, is to cover the soil with straw or shredded wood. Another step is to reseed grass as soon as possible. Large wildfires are also burning in Idaho. Fire officials there say soil erosion is often a big problem in the state. That's because Idaho already has naturally shallow soil with steep slopes. However, throughout the region, Bill Elliott says, the Pacific Northwest weather is actually good for fire recovery. Fewer large downpours and more drizzly days.
So pray for drizzles, but not for storms, kind of a thing. That's what really helps these sites to recover, because the slow rains soak up the soils and you get very little runoff, so it doesn't mess up your creek systems and so on.
Right now, Anna Lael says Kittitas County in central Washington is working to come up with a plan to prevent soil erosion. I'm Courtney Flatt in Richland, Washington.